dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste y así te vas a quedar.
From NPR in New York, I'm Ira Flatow with Talk of the Nation, Science Friday. A meteor exploded over a Russian city today, injuring over 900 people. It comes on the same day that a much larger space rock is speeding towards our planet at 17,000 miles per hour. Scientists say this asteroid won't hit us, but it will come close to the Earth's surface, closer even than a GPS satellite. A connection or a coincidence? This hour we'll track the asteroid live, checking in with observers all over the world. We never saw the meteorite that hit Russia. Are we prepared to detect and destroy a larger rock with our name on it? Plus, there's gold in Endar asteroids. Prospectors are dreaming up ways to mine them. All that in the video pic, Cyborgs, Robots, Opera Singers, a studio where...
All right. Sorry, Science Friday. Basketball is... taking over... I'm here. I just hear the cheers.
All right. Virgil, I can't really hear you very well, but I'm going to go ahead and bring it in.
You're live. You're live.
All right. So, we're live here. Seven. Lots of intensity for this game as Kinko faced off against ANIAC Hafri. ANIAC won last year. They have, and it looks like they have a lot of returning players with a lot of height. So this is going to be a really tight game. Yeah, this is going to be a really good game, actually. You can see this already, the first 30 seconds. 2 points on the point on the board, though, for Kinko. Jamin Newman puts up a three-point, doesn't make it in. Rebound by PJ, though. PJ tries to muscle his way up for a shot, and he will draw a foul for a chance to get two more points on the board. So, yeah, King Cove won by a heavy margin yesterday, so they will be, as they win this game, going into the championship round. PJ misses his first shot. But Andy is not going to go down without a fight. You can see that already. These guys have a lot of talent. Oh, PJ misses both of his shots. Rebound by number 3, Ken Kinsey. For ANIAC, he gets number 21, Austin Young. Okay, Austin with the ball now again, 21. He does a behind-the-back pass to number 33. Puts the ball up jumper from three-point territory. Doesn't make it. Rebound by Josiah. Josiah gets it to Jamin Newman for a nice breakaway layup. But, man, here comes ANIAC. Austin Young with the ball. He finds 13 on his left-hand side. Andy Buckner. Put up a shot. Doesn't make it. Rebound by P.J. Hamilton. P.J. gets Newman really quickly. And Newman pulls up for a second to get the ball set up. And that was a steal by number 33, Riley Morgan. And Riley gets pushed out of bounds by, I believe that was Dalton Mutak. I'm not sure, but that would be a foul. Okay, 33. That's Riley Morgan. Tries to drive down the baseline, tries to drive down the line. He isn't able to do it. But it gets into the hands of Austin Young, who puts up a nice three-pointer. And Austin is, I believe, going to be the leader of this team for ANIAC. The ball gets in his hands a lot, and he knows what to do with it. All right, PJ puts a nice throw up and over into Dalton's hands. It goes right back to him. He lines up for a three. Ooh, just barely misses the rim. But if he will be kept alive, PJ has it. He does a nice little pump out of two defenders and puts up a shot that makes its way in. That's going to be 6-3 now. Ooh, here comes the half breeze quick, though, 33. Riley Morgan, he drives to the baseline and does a nice little round-back pass to pass his defenders, but his recipient wasn't able to hold on to the ball, so it'll be out of bounds for the Blue. All right, Jamin trying to break past his defense. Really tight zone being played. A 2-3 zone, really tight, though, being played by ANIAC. Oh, and they force a turnover as Josiah was breaking towards the post and pass goes right past him. So number 10 happened. Now he finds number 3, Ken Kinsey. Goes back to number 10, Justin Turner, who puts up another three-pointer for the half-breed. That ties the game up, 6-6. All right, here comes Newman. He gets to PJ on the right-hand side of the three-point line. PJ finds Josiah soaring up in the air. Nice little jumper from the free throw line. That one goes in. Beautiful, beautiful passing by PJ and really great play by Josiah. Okay, Austin's got the ball for ANIAC. He gets back to number 33, Riley Morgan. Riley finds Austin. Oh, but it's picked out by Damon. Damon's got a couple defenders, but he's able to weave his way around Austin. Jumps him in. And really, it's a beautiful layup by Jamin. All right, really quick transition coming up by ENIAC. They outrun the defense, but PJ is able to get back in time to force a turnover from number 13, Andy Bruckner. And the ball goes in the hands of Jamin. He puts it a three. Ooh, doesn't make it in, though. Rebounded by... Oh, the rebound's on the floor. You've got ENIAC on it, and then I think we're going to get a jump ball called right there. As number three, Ken Kinkey, was all over the ball, but he had... some of the T-Jacks fighting for it as well. All right, it'll be brought in. Number 33, Riley Morgan has the ball now. He takes it over to the left-hand side, tries to drive up the baseline, and successfully does so as he puts in 2 points. The score now 10-8 in favor of the T-Jacks with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jamin's got the ball. He gets it over to number 32. To find PJ trying to drive the baseline. Isn't able to have it. Isn't able to make it happen. He gets cuffed out and Josiah Mack there for the rebound. He's able to make something of it. He gets 2 points for a nice little jump shot. 12-8 now in favor of the T-Jacks. Here comes number 33. He tries to break his way past the defense. It gets turned over. Jamin Newman, another fast break and another nice layup. Ooh, but Jamin's limping as he runs back. He might have pulled something in his knee there. Ooh, Jamin is not able to really put any pressure onto his left knee. Oh, yeah. Yep, and so Jamin's going to have to sit down. I think that's just a little cramped. It looks like the way he's pushing down on his knee. But, yeah, that fast breakaway, you know, put a little bit of pressure onto his knee. He's sitting down trying to just rub it out. So that will be an injury. The injury timeout being called. Okay, so as the players now get some instructions from their coach, this has been a really, really fast-paced game. ENIAC really has a lot of talent. King Cove, obviously, we know has a lot of talent as well. Both these teams are able to play a fast-paced game. The main thrust so far from ENIAC has been to try to get King Cove on their transition game. When the King Cove scores a basket quickly, they run it back over, trying to outrun the defense. King Cove has done a pretty good job, though, of transitioning and staying with them. And there has not been any fast breakaways for ENIAC on their offensive strike. However, there have been several fast breaks in favor of King Cove based upon turnovers and steals. That has been the main differential between the two teams so far, is the ability for King Cove to make points off of turnovers. All right, Jamin's back. No, Jamin's not in the game. Looks like we got Jeremiah in. Yep, Jeremiah's in for Jamin. All right, Jeremiah with the rebound. Who gets over to Josiah? Josiah looking for somebody to get open, but he's able to make it, walk the ball up. PJ's got the ball now. He gets to number 32. That's Devin Mack. Shot put up by Devin. Doesn't make it in. Rebounded by Devin Mack, however, on clearly the other side of the court. Good hustle by him. All right. Devin gets Josiah. Josiah now has the ball. He gets it over to PJ. PJ bringing it all the way around top. They're trying to rotate the ball a lot. And, you know, plays that are not spreading out the defense. Here's 32. Devin Mack again with a nice little jumper off the glass. Doesn't make it in, though. Oh! Oh, and a cross-the-court pass from Austin Young to number 13, but Josiah Mack just runs, dives right in there and steals that ball. Number 13 there, Andy Bruckner, wasn't quite able to get to the ball before him. All right, shot goes up by Josiah, and he misses it, and it gets rebounded by Austin Young. 33 now has it. That's Riley Morgan. He gets over number 10, Dustin Turner, who has a soft glass. Doesn't go in. Rebounded, though, by rebounded by ENIAC, and 33 puts up a shot. Kind of got hit by one of the King Cove players as he went up, and no foul called. You can tell he wasn't too pleased by that. All right, Devin Max got the ball. He gets it over to Josiah. 2 minutes left to go here. The score is 14-8 in the first quarter. PJ Hamilton almost loses the ball, but he was able to hold on to it. A pass that he throws to Dalton Musick, I believe, only makes it halfway there, though, and it gets that weak pass gets capitalized on by ENIAC. All right, Austin the ball now. He's looking to get past Devin Mack. Drives into the paint. And there, okay, as he dove in, he got the ball slapped out of his hands and it went out of bounds. They're going to call it out of bounds on King Cove, but no foul. All right, 13 Scott. He finds Austin Young wide open for the three. Can't let him do that. All right, he doesn't make it though, and rebound goes into the hands of Devin Mack, who brings it down the court, gets it over to P.J. Hamilton. Austin Young has already scored a three-point shot, which really helped to rise back into the favor with momentum towards Antioch. However, King Cove has been doing a great job of preventing Antioch from getting their momentum shifted too much. All right, Josiah now. Nice jump three. Oh, how's that? Yeah, it was a beautiful just pull-up stop jumper. But here comes a fast transition game for Antioch. Austin Young's trying to catch the defense off guard. He's looking for someone to get open. Oh, and he's tried to do a pass number 10, and that's Dustin Turner. Dustin was breaking in, though, towards the post, and the pass is going the other direction. He tried to move himself in to get it. Didn't quite get it in time, though, and the ball goes out of bounds and into the hands of King Cove. All right, Jeremiah gets pulled out, and Jamian goes back in. Jamin goes back in, so good play by Jeremiah, way to help the team stay in the lead through Jamin's recovery period, and he's looking fresh and good as new. Less than 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter. All right, Josiah Mack got the ball. Boom, gets knocked out from behind him, into the hands of number 10. Big pass to number 33, Riley Morgan. He gets a little bit past the rim, though, tries to put the shot, isn't able to do it. Josiah quickly going coast-to-coast, and couldn't get to the hoop in time for a layup, so he just throws that one of the Antioch players that goes out of bounds on him. And so that's a setup. Oh my gosh! Alley-oop shot for Josiah, man. Just gets the ball in the air and puts it up off the glass. Beautiful, beautiful throw-in. Josiah just really playing a beautiful game. Oh, nice around the back layup there by number 33, Riley Morgan. He just throws the baseline. He gets one last shot off from half court, and actually got pretty close to the rim, hit the backboard. A great, great first half, though. Good energy, great excitement from both teams. The score right now is 19-10, though, in favor of King Cove. They have been able to control the game. They've been able to control the pace as well, even though Antioch is working really hard to get King Cove on their transition. Antioch has the speed to run the ball up quickly after points being scored and turnovers. King Cove, though, is not allowing them to capitalize the way they would like to on those fast transitions. All right, so that's the end of the quarter. And Devin Mack will throw into Jamin. Jamin still doing good. Oh, and there's a reach there by number 33, Riley Morgan, as Jamin was trying to... actually, no. That's going to be... back into their court because King Cove was right on the half court line and got knocked out into the back end, back onto their side of the gym. So that's going to be a possession for Antioch. All right, Austin Young gets the ball. He gets a rebound at the bottom of the baseline, does a nice little spin number and puts up a shot. And that one goes in, making the score 19-12. Jamin running into some tight defense. He's able to get to PJ on the right hand side to find Seven Mack. He pump fakes his defender. Drives and just a nice little no-look pass over to Dalton Utech below the hoop, and he's able to get 2 points off the glass, 21-12 now. Ooh, 33 tries to drive in. He runs into two defenders, but he does a very similar pass over to Austin Young, and Austin's able to get 2 points for Antioch. All right. Jamin, ooh, tight defense is really causing some problems for King Cove. Okay, and we're going to get a foul there. On Antioch. They're playing a nice half-court press, Antioch is, against King Cove, and it's really causing the guys to hustle to try to get around the defense since it's really compact. Oh, but Josiah gets wide open on the baseline for the throw-in, puts up a shot, doesn't make it, gets his own rebound, and onto the hands of PJ, out of his hands, and then into the hands of Devin Mack, and looked like Devin caught a little bit of an elbow to the face as he went for that one. Didn't hurt him or anything, but there will be a foul on Antioch, and that will be a throw-in for King Cove. 7 minutes left to go here. All right, Devin Mack got the throw-in, puts up a shot, and gets fouled as he takes the shot. No, PJ. Sorry, PJ gets fouled as he takes the shot. and he'll get two attempts at the free throw line. His last two attempts have not been successful, so we'll see if he's able to make points off these free throws. All right, PJ lines up his first. That one's good. Good shooting by PJ. All right. PJ lines himself up again. And he gets, one more attempt. That one does not go in. Rebounded by Austin Young. We've got lots of students all over the court as they try to break it over back onto Aniak's side. And luckily, there was just enough fight for the ball that it caused Aniak enough time to get the ball, put it in their territory, and let the four of those students get off the gym. Oh, but nothing happens of it, and Josiah gets a wonderful steal, drives the ball coast to coast, works his way around the defenders, puts up a layup that does not go in, though. Rebound by Aniak. Riley Morgan on the baseline three-pointer. In and out of the rim. Rebounded by Devin Mack. And Devin will get the ball to Jamin. Here comes that half-court press, though, again. But Jamin's not being met by anyone, so he gets it over to Josiah on the left-hand side. Quickly gets it over to Devin Mack. Devin Mack drives the baseline, puts the layup, does not make it in. But PJ's there for the rebound. Up for PJ. Nice little jumper, doesn't make it in. Dalton Utah gets the rebound. That one moves in and out of the rim, too. Lots of opportunities for King Coven. They're all over it, but doesn't seem like the ball wants to drop. PJ puts one more shot up, doesn't get it. Riley Morgan's there. He's able to shoot past Jamin Newman, but Jamin's got serious. Great job, because as Riley Morgan drove, he had an opportunity for a layup. He passed it, however, to a player between him who was closer to the basket, and Jamin's able to really sandwich himself in there and cause a turnover. Full court press this time now by Aniak. Jamin gets over to Devin. The ball also stolen, and they're going to call a travel on that one. And really, that's an interesting call because Devin Mack, as he had the ball, there was a really big reach in there by one of the Aniak players that got a lot of his hand and caused him to go to the ground. They're going to call it traveling, though. But I think before the traveling call, Coach Kiko, that's Richard Morton, he's able to get a timeout in. Yeah, okay, that's great. Right before the traveling call, he gets a timeout. So it will be in position of Kinko. They're going to have to work against this half-court press, the full-court press. Tight, tight defense being played. Jamin Newman works his way all the way around from one side to the other of the court, trying to, turn the corner against the full-court press. Can't do it, though, and they force a turnover. 33, Riley Morgan drives down the paint. He passes out to the left-hand side. Number 10 gets to number 3. Back to 33, Riley Morgan. Riley finds number 13. That's Amy Buckner. Who gets over to the left-hand side where number 10, Justin Turner, tries to pass it back in. Amy Buckner. So he gets intercepted by Jamin. All right. Devin Mack driving down the baseline. Beautiful floating layup. Great play by Devin Mack. All right, 33 has got it now for Aniak. That's Riley Morgan. Riley puts into Austin Young at the top of the three-point line. He quickly puts it over to the left-hand side of the perimeter where Dustin Turner has the ball. Dustin finds Ken Kinsey, who drives in, puts up a jump shot, doesn't make it. Jamin Newman for the rebound quickly drives back. He's going to catch there. He's trying to work out their defense. And he did a great job outrunning the defense. Puts up a layup, but he had some defenders on his back. So the pressure caused him to miss the layup. Gets rebounded by King Cove and foul as on the rebound. But as a throw-in for King Cove, goes wrong and into the hands of Riley Morgan. Puts up a jumper off the back of the rim, though. But there's Austin Young for Aniak with the rebound, and he drives his way through a defender and puts up 2 points. Austin Young's got some good weight on him and some good ball handling still. So that allows him to really work past his defense. All right, that full court press putting a little bit of pressure on Jamin Newman, who drives past and throws it into the hands of one of the Aniak players, I believe intentionally, because it goes right out of bounds. And there's number 25 for King Cove. That's Connor Singleton. And he was wide open as the players didn't see him, and so he puts up a nice little shot. For 2 points for King Cove. But there's Riley Morgan on the baseline for three. Doesn't make it in. Devin Mack at the rebound. All right. Coach Morton's got a few players on the bench. Josiah sitting down, PJ sitting down. He's letting them rest, but he's decided getting back up. Oh, we're going to have cross court as Jamie Newman, some really tight defense put onto him. He loses the possession of the ball and goes back onto their own side. So that's going to be a crossing the court. Second or third time that's happened for King Cove so far. All right, so throw in, gets in the hands of number three, that's Ken Kinsey, back into Riley Morgan. Oh, number 10, that's Dustin Turner, puts up a shot on the baseline at three. And his shot does not make it in, and it bounces really high at the rim and hits a strap that's connected to the basketball hoop, so they're going to call that throw in. And Josiah just powers his way through the full court press and just really pushing and shoves and did whatever he's got to do to get past him and put a nice little jumper. And Riley Morgan tried to catch him off guard again for Aniak. But he finds number three, Ken Kinsey, drives down into the paint, puts up a layup, does not make it in, but Austin Young is there for the rebound. Oh, here's that full court press again. Josiah was not quite prepared for it as Ken Kinsey really caught him off guard. All right, but Josiah is able to maintain ball control. Almost loses it there, but holds on to it. Oh, the pass to Samuel Connors. Connors Hamilton gets knocked away by Aniak, but back in the hands of Josiah. Josiah drives down towards the baseline, puts a nice little layup, but does not make it in. Rebounded by Aniak. 13 puts up a shot on the baseline. He does not make it in twice. Number 13, that's Andy Rutgers, and make it in. 2 minutes to go, by the way, 28-18 in favor of King Cove. The possession is back in the hands now of King Cove. All right. Josiah puts up a shot. Nice little baseline jump, making the score 30-18. Now, like we saw with the King ladies team, Riley Morgan puts up a three. That one doesn't go in either. He's down by Devin Mack. But like I was saying, like we saw with the King Cove girls, Aniak has a lot of skill. They have a lot of talent. They have a lot of potential. We're seeing King Cove control this first half, but this could change, just like what we saw against the rookies, where the third quarter, Aniak came back strong, brought it within two when they were down by 10. So, okay, nice little floating jumper by Devin Mack. All right, fast transition, though. Austin Young trying to bring it down. He gets to the Riley Morgan baseline. Nice little round behind the back layup on, but that one does not make it in. Oh, and Austin Young bumps a little bit too hard into Josiah, and that's going to be a foul. Scores 32-18 in favor of King Cove. But really, folks, there's only 1 minute and 35 seconds left to go in the first half, but coming into the second half, I would not be surprised if we see Aniak just catch fire and make something happen. They've got a lot of talent, a lot of potential. They have not had a lot of luck, though, and King Cove has dominated this first half. Oh, PJ puts a three. He follows it up, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Dalton. Dalton himself puts up a shot, and that one does go in, 34-18 with just over a minute to go. Riley Morgan gets past PJ. Finds Austin Young in the paint. He loses the ball. That goes in the hands of Andy Buckner. Andy gets it back to Austin. Austin gets it over to number three, Ken Kinsey. Ken Kinsey does not make it in. Rebounded in the hands of Jamin. Jamin gets it over to Devin. Oh, and Devin overpasses Jamin into Austin Young's hand. Austin finds Riley Morgan. Riley pass to Andy Buckner gets tipped out by just pushed out by Josiah. Josiah passes to PJ. He misses an open layup. Rebound by Josiah, and he makes it. 32-18 put together. Score is 36-18. This game is really getting away from Aniak. All right, 13 now. Buckner loses. Bad pass number 10. Jamie Newman, he's got a wide open layup. That one goes in. Yeah, okay. And there's Riley Morgan. 15 seconds left to call. He calls a timeout. Surprised that the coach for Aniak did not do that sooner, as the game was just totally getting away from them. The momentum really swung over into King Cove's favor. 20 points now separating the two teams, 38-18. Only two fouls this half for King Cove, five fouls for Aniak. We're just seeing a strong, strong showing by King Cove here. Again, I think that Aniak does have the potential to come back They're going to need to see their coach really make some adjustments, though. Does this team have that? We don't know the coach for ENIAC. We know the coach for King Cove, though. He's a really strong coach. And we'll see what happens here as these two teams come back out. All right. And we actually had a flutter of power there. But the power stayed on, luckily. And the throw-in will be for Austin Young. They'll throw in the ball. And we got a couple seconds as the ref talks to the scoreboard or the people at the table. Full court press being applied now by King Cove. It looks like a full court man-to-man. But Riley Morgan's able to pull up for a nice little three-point shot. Doesn't make it in. Ooh, PJ Cove, nice big rebound. It goes off his hand. Reminder, after this game, we got the Sandpoint Lady Eagles playing against Wasilla Lake Ladies, and I don't know what their team's mascot is, but they'll be playing. All right, so, PJ Hamilton, buzzer beater, almost missed it, and God, we've got a great feel for those half-court buzzer beaters. All right, so that is the end of the first half. King Cove just really controlled that game so far. 38-18 is the final score. ENIAC has a bunch of really good players. We're not seeing them really play in a confident way, though. Here's what I'm seeing on the floor. ENIAC, when they get the opportunity to try to drive in, instead of driving in for the layups, they pull back with a pass. And that's not allowing them really the opportunity to try to draw fouls from King Cove. That's not allowing them the opportunity to try to get layups. Instead, what they're doing is they're getting turnovers, as those passes don't always end up right. They don't go to the right place. Or more often than even that, King Cove, like Josiah Mack, is just right there to steal the ball. So it's going to be tough to see here how ENIAC's going to transition from this first half where they really were not able to get momentum outside of the first few minutes, and King Cove just ran away with it. So we got 9 minutes and 37 seconds left in this halftime break. Virgil, we'll turn it back over to you, and I'll give you a call right back.
Sounds great. Thanks for all the coverage, and we'll let you take a break and come back with the last half of the King Cove T-Jacks versus ENIAC. Thanks again.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're doing good here. We're just a minute underway into the second half, and the score, 4 points have been put on the board by the ENIAC half-breeds, and that's 38 still on the board for the King Cove T-Jacks. Again, as we talked about, ENIAC for the ladies' side, they were able to really come back strong in the second half. We'll see if ENIAC can do the same thing here. All right, Austin Young's got the ball. He brings it over to the top three-point line. He finds number 13, Andy Bruckner, driving for the basket, but he's not able to hold on to the pass. Damon Newman for 3 points. That one is not going in. Rebound by number 13, but, his pass gets picked up by Josiah. Oh, Josiah puts the layup. Doesn't make it in. He gets a rebound, though, and goes up for another nice shot, and he gets his four hands all over him as he tries for the second shot. So he'll go to the line for an attempt at two. This will be the first opportunity for the King Cove to get some points on the board. Oh, off the back of the iron. But he'll go for it one more time. And he lines himself up. Oh, whistle. I think we're going to have a timeout called. Yep, timeout being called, I believe, by a coach on the ENIAC side. He wants to talk to his team. They had a really strong start there. Scored 4 points within the first 2 minutes. Their defense was able to give King Cove a lot of trouble in the first half. If we can see that defense become stronger and more consistent even, I think ENIAC has a real opportunity to make a big break. They got some people who know how to put the ball into the hoop. Number 21, Austin Young, Riley Morgan, these guys can really score points if given the opportunity. So we're going to need to see for ENIAC more breakaway moves. And more. Oh, Josiah misses his second free throw. Rebound by Riley. He gets the ball over to number 13, Bruckner. Putting up a shot. That one does not go in. Rebound by Devin Mack. He finds PJ. PJ breaks down. runs into all sorts of defense and knew exactly what he was doing when he went in there. He had three defenders all around him. He just played a nice little game of pinball around all three defenders and got a blocking call from at least one of them. So he'll go to the line for an attempt at two. He missed his first two free throws, made his second two free throws, so we'll see what happens with this series. Oh, just barely misses the first one. All right. And he's laughing about that. Doesn't know why he's having a hard time with the free throws today. First one, second one, I mean, goes in. So that will be 39 now, points on the board for King Cove in the second half. All right, 33. Riley Morgan drives down to the left-hand baseline, puts up a jumper for two, does not make it in, rebounded by Josiah finds Dawson underneath the basket. Oh, his shot knocked away. He gets his rebound. He's still fighting for a second rebound. That one gets deflected by number three, Ken Kinsey. Oh, Jamin Newman gets it. He puts it up for two. Jamin's fast back on defense. We've really seen the transition game trying to be the big factor for ANIAC using some form of speed. All right, Austin Young's able to put in 2 points there. He gets a rebound off of the fast break layup that did not go in. He makes the score 41-24. Damn, Matt. Oh, is that three? Nope, nope. He was just inside the three-point line, so that will count for two. But nice little shot from him. Ken Kinsey's got the ball. He loses it, though, to Devin Mack. Devin's got the ball now, and he gets it over to Josiah. Josiah picks up a nice pick from Devin. They will shake past the defenders. Pushed up a jump shot. Ooh, off the back of the iron. Rebound by P.J. Hamilton. P.J. puts up a nice bank shot off the glass. That one's good for two. Extending their lead now. They're past 20 now, over 21 points. This is more of a lead than they had at the halftime. 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to go. Number 10 puts up a jump shot. Ooh, that one does not go in. Rebounded by Austin Young, though. Oh, his shot comes up a little shy. Rebound by number three, Ken Kinsey, though, and he's not able to make 2 points out of it. And Dalton Utek gets the rebound. It goes into PJ's hands. PJ is trying to shake past this defender. Ooh. Okay. And as PJ drove in, a timeout's called by Coach Morton for King Cove. So he'll take a few minutes to talk to his players. King Cove still looking really, really strong into the second half. ANIAC put some pressure on them in the very beginning, scored 4 points right out the gate. However, King Cove constantly making adjustments, constantly getting their game in a place where it needs to be. And you've seen that control really make a big difference for this team. Because they've come against some good players. And ANIAC is not in any way a bad team. But King Cove, as we've seen them play against Sandpoint. Oh, Jamin, wide open. Doesn't take the shot. Kicks down Devin Mack on the bottom of the baseline. Devin puts it away. That one does not go in. Rebounded by Austin Young. Austin tries to do a quick transition. Oh, the ball almost gets stripped from him, but it's picked up by number three, Ken Kinsey. He's able to make 2 points out of it. All right. King Cove comes back now. The score is 45-26. Devin Mack. Jump shot from 2 points. That one's nothing but net. Very similar to the way David in the last one. Great, great shots from Devin. Hoping to extend the lead. A jumper from Riley Morgan. That one is rebounded by Devin Mack. Devin finds Jamin. Oh, who fought hard for that pass. But, oh, okay. Riley Morgan was there. It was kind of like a Hail Mary. And Riley and Jamin were both there. Jamin was more wide open when the pass first went out. Riley was able to catch up with them, and Jamin, trying to get the ball back, reached in, and he's going to draw a foul. All right, so that will be possession for, ANIAC, Riley Morgan, three-point shot off the front of the rim. PJ's got the ball, and just as fast as the ball hits his hands, he's off running, and his legs get taken out from underneath him by number 13 as he rolls onto the ground. So that'll be a throw-in. All right. Kevin Mack gets it over to Dalton. No, that's not Dalton. That's number 12, Mitchell Jushkin. He puts up a two-point shot. That one doesn't go in. Then it goes out of bounds. Then it'll be a throw-in. Austin Young throws it in to number three, Ken Kinsey. Kinsey moves up fast. He finds Bruckner. He gets back to Austin for three.
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't make it in. Riley tries to bop it back up. That one doesn't go in. PJ breaks away, passes Devin Mack, who saves the ball but throws it into, has to throw it into, he's able to get 2 points. And that will make the score 49-26. And Austin Young, now there you go, Austin Young driving towards the baseline, gets a blocking call as he goes for the layup. That's what ANIAC needs to be doing here in the second half. They need to be more aggressive driving into the ball. They've really taken a lot of time trying to set up shots. Maybe that plays into their strength. I have not seen ANIAC play before. The shots are not going down for them today, though. And driving in, Austin Young, he's got some muscle. He can work past defense. He knows how to score the ball. And, you know, driving into the lane and trying to draw a foul or something to that extent is a move that I think ANIAC needs to make happen here. King Ko just still playing great basketball. Only 2 fouls for both teams here in the third quarter. Just under 3 minutes left to go. The score is still 49-26. And King Cove has widened their lead almost to 26 points now, to 22 points.
Oh, I got to go on
And I believe this is actually, interestingly enough, this might be a technical. No, okay, not technical. There was a timeout that was called, and the players for ANIAC were out there sooner, much sooner than King Cove. That wasn't a trip. That was going to be a technical. All right, so Austin Young will go up for a shot. And his first one goes in, making the score 27 now. All right, Austin gets the ball again. Lines himself up for a second attempt. And this one, oh, doesn't go in, but rebounded by Ken Kinsey. Oh, but Josiah's there to deflect his attempt at a nice little bank shot. And that was out of bounds, I believe, in favor of King Cove. And there's Jeremiah. He gets the ball into Josiah. Taco. Oh, that full court press again. And Josiah works his way all around the defense. And... yep, Josiah is able to, I believe, draw a foul as he was trying to work himself around the defense. And so there'll be a throw-in for King Cove. Yep. Oh, and that throw-in to Mitchell Durskin gets stolen by Austin Young. Austin finds Riley. Oh! Oh, that Connor Sanderson jumps up, sways the ball halfway back to King Cove. Oh, my gosh, Connor was just right there, jumps up, and just all ball with that deflection. Holy cow. I believe they're going to call a foul on that one, but really, that was a great deflection. Got a lot of power behind it. And Riley Morgan will come to the free throw line. Ooh, his first attempt barely misses. And he'll take a second attempt. Riley puts up, oh, that one does not go in, but it goes right in the hands of Austin Young, and Austin puts up a shot for two, and that one goes in off the glass. Here comes the full court press from ANIAC. Josiah's working really hard to get around it. He turns the corner. He's able to make it. Austin Young is there, and Austin was there for a good shot to layup, but, man, Josiah just pulls up for a great jumper. Oh, Austin Young for three. Does not go in. Rebound by Riley Morgan. Riley puts it up on the glass. That one doesn't go in either. Josiah's there for the rebound. Josiah puts it in. It's going hard. Pulls back. Another jumper. Oh, that one does not go in. Rebounded by Taco. Taco's got it. He can throw it to Mutek. Oh, Jeremiah puts up a shot. That one almost made it in, but does not. Number three, Ken Kinsey, will take the ball up. Oh. And there's a charging call on Ken Kinsey. Trying to force it, but he was not able to draw any fouls. He just charges right in there and runs into a well-planted King Cove defense. And the crowd's getting excited. Sam Point and King Cove both cheering on the boys, D-Jack here. And, Austin Young's on the ground. I think he's going to get up and shake it off. looks like he got hit pretty hard below the belt. Yeah, he's walking it off as well as he can. All right. So, 33, Riley Morgan's got the ball now. He moves it up quickly. Oh, he finds number 3, Ken Kinsey. He gets it over number 10. Takes a little jump shot. That's Dustin Turner. And Dustin, I believe, Dustin Turner was able to go up for a two-point layup and draw a foul on the way up, so he'll have a chance to make the 3 points. Score 51-31 with 1 minute and 20 seconds left to go here. Doesn't make it. Josiah with a nice little scoring rebound. Josiah moves the ball quickly. He runs into Riley Morgan, though. Oh, and some real tight defense being played between Riley and Turner. Yep, and they're going to get a foul, though, as they fought really hard for that ball. D.J. getting some good support from their fans. Oh, Nichols just came with the ball. Oh, hit it around, looking to get opener for a shot. It gets kicked away. And there's a nice layup by Turner for Haniac. Dustin Turner. Oh, work his way around to the very well. Josiah's got some tight defense. He finds Jeremiah. Mitchell Driskin. And Mitchell trying to flip a shot. He is going to run into a lot of issues there, though, with that shot attempt. So he comes back down. That's going to be a traveling call. Riley Morgan now. He's got it. Looking with less than a minute to go, he's got a 3-point shot from Dustin Turner. That one does not go in. And Josiah's got wide open breakaway layup. That one is good. Oh, Austin Young, though, he's wide open. That's transition game. You see, that's what Anderson trying to do. Worked the transition hard, and Austin Young was in the right place at the right time for that one. Score now, 53-35. They brought it within 20 points. Here goes Josiah. Quickly gets it on. Beautiful 2-point layup by Connor. All right, here's Riley Morgan. Here's two well open. Pulls back for three. That one does not go in. Rebounded, though, by Dustin Turner. Dustin Turner goes for a jump shot. His legs fall out underneath him. Oh! Hold the phone there on that buzzer because Connor Samuelson's going to, a foul from 3-point territory. Yep, so he'll have a third attempt. He'll have another attempt at that 3-point opportunity. And number 3, yep. That's Ken Kinsey lines up for his first attempt. Nothing but net. He'll line up for a second. This one is good as well. And he'll go for one more try here. And this one is not good, but 2 points on the board now for Aniak. And that was a foul off of Connor Samuelson. Obviously not a foul that needed to happen. The buzzer was about to go off to end the third quarter. He was just moving a little too quickly, though, and wasn't able to pull back in time. 5 fouls for King Cove. They were a little bit more aggressive in this quarter than they had any of the previous quarters, but still a commanding lead, 18 points separating the two teams. They've been able to maintain a nice little buffer of 18-24 for most of the second half and for a lot of the second quarter as well. So we'll see if they can maintain this lead. Aniak has not been able to. Ooh, there's a little bit of paraphernalia on the floor right now as a little child's ball runs across. And Dalton Youssef picks it up and puts it underneath the seat. All right. So we'll see what Aniak thinks will come in here to the second or the final quarter of the second half. They're gonna have to do something. They've tried to be a little bit more aggressive. Oh, there's Josiah Mack with a wide open jump shot on the baseline. Doesn't go in. Rebound by TJ. TJ makes that one goes in. And there it goes. Oh, then a national shot steal on the throw in. From number 33-10. All right, and there's number 13, Bruckner. He tried to throw up a little floating layup, doesn't go in, fights for the rebound, but Jamin gets it for King Cove. All right, Jamin finds Josiah. Messiah wraps around to the top. And it looks like these guys are just going to try to burn out the clock a little bit. They're doing a little bit of the rotation, trying to keep the ball alive, moving forward, but not so. And PJ gets the ball on the right-hand side of the perimeter, trying to pass it into Dalton or Devin, and it gets stripped out by Austin Young. All right, Devin Turner with the ball now, tries to break himself into the three-point perimeter, but he can't do it. Oh, there's Ken Kinsey. He drives the baseline, and 2 points for him. Nice little way. Ken definitely, I think, being the high scorer possibly for ANIAC. And they've had pretty much the same players in the entire time on ANIAC. They don't have a very deep bench. And I'm not talking about skill-wise. I'm just talking about people-wise. These guys are starting to run out of steam. The coach for King Cove, Martin, he's got three players on the bench who can come in and hold their own. And so he's been able to keep all of his players nice and fresh. It's really been a big benefit for King Cove. All right, there's Justin Turner for a three-point shot. That one does not go in. Stolen back though. Rebound for King Cove. Stolen back by Riley. PJ's got the ball. He did a nice dig behind the back pass to Dalton Youssef for 2 points. They're just kind of getting showy. No, not like needlessly so, but there was a nice opportunity to do a fancy pass, and PJ took the chance. All right, Riley for three. That one does not go in. Rebound being fought for between Devin Mack and Austin Young. Devin gets it. Finds Shane Newton breaking through the basket. Oh, isn't quite able to get the layup. I'm not sure if that was a layup or if that was a pass. He put it off the backboard, and Dalton was breaking for it. Oh, and stolen. King Cove, Shane's on the ground, scuffling through the ball between him and Dustin Turner. And Jamin he's able to force a jump ball. I think that's going to go into favor of ANIAC. ANIAC throws it in. Goes into the hands of Ken Kinsey. Kinsey gets it over to Dustin Turner. Dustin he's not able to make that basket, but it's rebounded by Austin Young, and Austin puts up a layup attempt. Isn't able to score a layup, but he will go to the free throw line, drawing a foul from King Cove. So, Austin with 1 point on the board now. He's able to make that first one, bringing it within 20. Oh, it's in 21, I should say. 5 minutes and 45 seconds left to go in this game. 61-40, King Cove in the lead. Austin goes for his second attempt, and that one goes in as well. Dalton Youssef with the ball. He gets to Jamin. Jamin finds Josiah. Still some half-court press being put on by ANIAC. Jamin gets over Devin. Devin drives down the baseline. Dishes over PJ. Oh, no, that's Dalton. Nice 3 points to Dalton. A wonderful pass from Devin Mack. And here comes King Cove back on a 2-3 zone. Oh, PJ gets his hands in there, stolen, wide open. Takes it behind the back pass to Jamin and just kicks it right up there. Oh, my goodness. That was such a great play by PJ. He has a defender between him and Jamin. PJ can get those behind-the-back passes, no problem. He takes the ball, sweeps it all the way around his body like he's going to pass it behind him, and then just like a Dr. J cradle and brings it up again. What a beautiful play. And, okay, so we're back. Yeah, a quick transition. Riley Morgan puts up a three-point shot. Does not go in, but there's number 13 for ANIAC with a rebound that knows that sent up 2 points. That one doesn't go in, but he's able to go to the free throw line. That was Bruckner. Andy Bruckner. He'll go for two. Oh, that first one does not go in. The score now, 65-41. As King Cove is wide in their lead. And Devin Mack will go sit down. Devin's played one heck of a game today. Taco's going to come in for him. And that second one does go in for Andy. Andy Bruckner. All right, Jamin moving quickly to try to get past the defense. He finds Josiah. Josiah pulls up in the middle of the paint for a jumper. That one comes all around the rim and into the basket. Really just sheer domination this game so far. King Cove have really been able to control the game. Riley tries to push it in. 33 loses the ball. Riley Morgan into the hands of King Cove. But Dalton Youssef miscalculates the throw. And it goes into Austin Young's hand, and Austin drives it coast to coast for two. And you can just really see the ANIAC players really getting tired. Not a lot of opportunity for substitutions. Harder for them to on top of King Philip, who just is able. Oh, and Josiah just a rare air ball. I see he put up 3 points then. He gets a little bit of a gap from his fellow King Cobra for the air ball, and he just gives himself a little shrug. What you going to do about it? All right, Austin Young for Aniak. He tried to drive in, and Riley Morgan, number 33, Riley Morgan has genuinely checked out of this game for Aniak. Not really running back on defense anymore. There was a pass that Austin was trying to do to him, and Riley just wasn't even there for it. Well, I sent that layup for King Cove, goes back into the paper. Number 13, Bruckner, gets stripped out of his hands, he tries to shoot. Oh, and Josiah pump fakes Austin Young. And, Austin Young puts a foul onto Josiah. It was a really great pump fake, and Austin was jumping and just comes down on top of him. Josiah puts up a shot, 68-48. 4 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. You can see the frustration in Austin Young. He's really played his heart out and not seeing a lot in the return for it, sadly. All right, rebound, though, goes into Eniac's hands. Austin Young's got the ball. Oh, and his catch gets deflected by Josiah, so that'll be a throw-in for Eniac. Ken throws it in to 21, Austin Young. Austin passes it over to 13, Andy Bruckner. Back over to Dustin Turner. Over to Austin Young, puts up a jump shot, doesn't go in, but there's Andy Bruckner for the rebound, and he puts up a shot for two. Nice rebound and point. But there's Josiah quickly moving. King Cove does not look tired. And a timeout being called by Coach Morton. You know, Coach Morton, whether he's ahead by 100 or down by 20, he's going to play the game like his life depends on it. You know, he does not let up on players. Calls a timeout just to talk about strategy, give the boys a chance to breathe. You know, I've really got to give it to Coach Morton. Lots of maturity as a coach. And, you know, you just can't let your team think that they can let up. You know, even though the team goes ahead by a lot, if coach gives them the feeling that they can just let up and not try so hard, you know, that's just going to breed a bad habit. And he does a really great job of motivating the King Cove T-Jack. All right. Throw in now. Jeremiah throws into Josiah. Josiah's got it. And he passes to Sandelson. Sandelson right back to him. Over to TJ. Now, and they're just going to try to burn down the clock a little bit. Oh, bit of a weak pass from TJ over to Josiah. Almost got thrown by Riley Morgan. But PJ's able to regain control again. There's PJ driving up the paint, putting up a shot. Oh, and there's Taco with a great save from out of bounds. And lots of fighting for the ball. And it's going to go off the hands of PJ and into the possession of Aniak. Man, Jeremiah just put his hands out there, saved the ball in a great fashion. Very, very theatrical. Oh, Josiah just intercepts a pass from Riley. And there goes 2 points. Two more points for Josiah. Take a second to note here that Josiah's going to have a lot of points here. PJ will have a lot of points. Matthew Bravo, our native son. Oh, 3 points right there for Austin. That was a great 3-point shot by Austin Young. But Matthew Bravo scored 41 points in their close loss to who did they play yesterday? I think they played against the Sioux Valley. 41 points. That's a career high for Matthew. A huge, huge game for him. They only lost by 3. It's such a close game. Oh, there's Taco for another chance at 2. That one does not go in. They're trying to get him some points on the board. TJ just hands the ball over to Jeremiah. They're working hard to get Jeremiah some points on the board. All roads lead to him right now. All right, Riley's with the ball. He's going to take it over to the right-hand side. He gets it over number three, Ken Kinsey. Finds number 20 on the right-hand side. Oh, nice little pass over to Andy Gluckner. He puts up 2 points for the half-breeds. And the ball will go for Josiah, who walks it up here. 1 minute and 30 seconds left to go, just over 90 seconds. The score is 70-51. This has been a great, great game for King Cove, and I believe they will be going to the championship round here. Oh, PJ for three. Oh, doesn't make it in. Off the hands of King Cove, and that will be a throw-in. There comes Austin Young, moving quickly. He's off the students again on the floor with just 1 minute and 10 seconds left to go. There's number 20 again with a shot. That's Walter Lee. Rebound still by Aniak. They've got less than a minute to go here. Shot put up there by number 3, Ken Kinsey. Is able to make it happen. Another shot, though. That one doesn't go in either. And, Josiah Mack gets the ball now. He steals it. And he goes up a nice little layup. That one goes in. Riley Morgan comes back fast. 72-51. He finds 13. Andy Bruckner, he puts up a shot. Does it go in? Rebound by Austin Young, though. Austin puts up a point for a shot for two. Uh-oh. Oh, and 20 seconds left to go here. PJ just walks the ball up. Finds the side trying to break away. Dustin Mitchell puts up two on the rebound. Doesn't get it in. PJ's got the ball. Taco is wide open. They're calling for a pass to Jeremiah. Dustin Mitchell tries to put up a shot. I think Mitchell just getting out there. That's going to be a traveling call. 3 seconds left to go here in this game. Great game by King Cove. They were able to very much dominate Aniak. There it is. Final score is 72-53. Great, great game by King Cove. These boys are looking hot. I heard they won by a lot yesterday as well. So they are poised, I believe, going into the finals to really take this tournament. Looking forward to seeing what happens with them. They come out. Big cheer from the fans. Sam Point and King Cove are just the biggest fans here so far. You know, they've been outdoing everybody and cheering. Wasilla is coming up next, though, against the Lady Eagles. We're going to switch away from King Cove and go to Sam Point. So we'll have Wasilla Lake, which is a Christian school out of Wasilla, and they'll play against Sam Point at 11:30, which should be coming up very soon. So that will be the very next game. And then at 1 p.m., directly following the Sandpoint Lady Eagles, we'll have the boys play against Wasilla Lake. And after that, that will be the end of the games for Sandpoint and King Cove for today. And then tomorrow, we will have the action for the final session, which will have all the final placing games. Lots of excitement. Looking forward to that. I believe King Cove's going to be in there. And for sure, on both boys and girls, thanks to their two wins. So, all right, Virgil, I believe we'll have probably about 20 minutes again on the clock until the next game, so I'll just hand it back over to you.